Welcome to the Blessed Podcast. It is Saul K here. Happy Monday, April 6th. It's Easter Monday. What's happening? Hope you guys are doing great. I am trying something new today. I'm trying to do a podcast with my son Elijah in the room. So you may hear me moving around the room like I am now to grab Elijah and talk to Elijah and keep him interested. So it's going to be a very dynamic podcast. I'm going to keep it short. Hope you guys had a great weekend, a great Easter or Passover, whatever you're celebrating, and got some good news for you. Okay, here we go. Let's start with a quote of the day. Quote of the day is from none other than ultramarathoner Dean Karnazes, who I have a massive respect for. Dean Karnazes says, "When you can, walk if you have to. Crawl if you must. Just never give up." And today's quote was actually inspired by a story that I read about, hold on, let me get to the story real quick. And by the way, if you guys don't know who Dean Karnazes is, he is an ultramarathoner. He ran 50 marathons, 50 days in a row in 50 states. He's also done ultramarathons, and he lives in San Francisco, and he has a book called Ultramarathon Man. Yes, Ultramarathon Man. And it's been a huge inspiration to me personally, not only as a runner, but just as someone that's overcome massive obstacles and done amazing things. Okay, so here's the story of the day. Man lost 66 days at sea, is rescued from capsized boat, Angel. The crew aboard a passing German container ship rescued a sunburned and dehydrated South Carolina sailor Thursday, who had survived at sea for 66 days atop his capsized boat called Angel. 37-year-old Lewis Jordan told the Coast Guard that he had survived on rainwater and any saline he could catch with a net and by rationing food he had packed for his fishing trip. He was spotted approximately 200 miles off the coast of North Carolina and flown by medical helicopter to a hospital. Jordan had first been reported missing by his family on January 29th. The inexperienced sailor set out on January 23rd on a fishing trip to the Gulf Stream aboard his 35-foot single-masted vessel. And there is a video about this as well. It's amazing. And to me, it relates to the quote of the day, which is about not giving up. I mean, I can't even imagine being stranded at sea for a day, let alone 66 days on top of a capsized boat with fish and whoever knows what kind of rations he had. It's incredible. It's amazing. So, you know, you've heard there's a lot of quotes. Don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle. You're always 3 feet from gold. Here's a great couple more quotes about not giving up. Don't give up. You're closer than you think. Here's another one. Nobody trips over mountains. It's the small pebble that causes you to stumble. Pass all the pebbles in your path, and you will find you have crossed the mountain. You know, I was listening to little Tony Robbins this morning, and he's just kind of like old school, but also he's current wisdom, and I always get a lot out of his audios and his videos. And he was just talking about the idea that success really is 98% psychological. It's 1% action, 1% opportunity. And it's true. I think whatever, if you're listening to this and there are areas in your life that you want to change and expand, it's got to start in your mind. You have to believe it's possible. You have to believe in the opportunity. You have to believe in yourself and that you're worth it. And, you know, there's a whole set of processes you got to go through before the money comes in. You know, they say that money is not an indicator of your success. Money is just a result of you being a successful person. Oh, buddy. Elijah is teething today, so he's a little bit fussier than normal. Anyway, so money is just a result, right, of what has happened internally and you taking action. So, I hope this has been great. I have to keep this very short because Elijah is now manhandling the microphone and the microphone
pop filter and is about to get the microphone. So before that happens, we're going to wrap this up. Anyway, this is Saul K from the Blessed Podcast, and I hope that you're doing well. Hope you've enjoyed this. And I got some interesting interviews coming up this week. And if you are celebrating Passover and you want to hear about some cool kosher wine, yeah, stay tuned for that. And thanks for being flexible in your listening today with the interesting sounds coming from Mr. Elijah Bear, who is turning one next month. Just letting you know, all you parents, if you're podcasting and you have a small baby, you can still do it. All right, this is Saul K from the Blessed Podcast. Thanks for listening. As always, you can check out your daily internet marketing tool, see how I'm getting paid to do this and how I make $500 a day passively. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon. Peace.